USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is warning three nations not to kill thousands of innocent civilians in Syria. The president tweeted that Russia, Syria, and Iran are killing or about to kill thousands of innocents and asked them not to do so in that tweet. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she found Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments on impeaching President Trump disturbing. The Kentucky Republican said he's acting in total coordination with the White House regarding setting up a trial for the president. The Senate Majority Leader also reminds us,
do you think Chuck Schumer is impartial? Do you think Elizabeth Warren is impartial?
No.
Bernie Sanders is impartial. So let's quit the charade. This is a political exercise. A political exercise. All I'm asking of Schumer is that we treat Trump the same way we treated Clinton.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The NASDAQ is continuing to soar. The tech-heavy stock index set a record high for the 10th straight trading day, crossing the 9,000-point mark for the first time. Meanwhile, the Dow was up 106 points to finish at 28,621, and the S&P added 17. A pair of reports on the U.S. economy are out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the highlights.
First, the Labor Department reports the number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims was down again. The number of claims dropped by about 13,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted total of about 222,000. Meanwhile, when it comes to retail sales, MasterCard says shoppers spent 3.4% more from November 1st through Christmas this year. The number doesn't include auto sales. The industry with the biggest increase, electronics and appliances, which saw a 4.6% year-to-year increase. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Florida man's random act of kindness has gone viral. Earlier this month, Gulf Breeze, Florida resident Mike Esmond paid the overdue utility bills of 36 families and now says he's receiving international recognition for the good deed. He joins Fox News and talks about how he came up with this idea.
Well, about a month ago, like everyone else in America, I opened up my utility bill for my gas and water, and I noticed on it that the due date was December 26th, and that made me think about people that may not be able to pay their utility bills, and they may have to go at Christmas time without gas and water. So I went to Gulf Breeze City Hall, where the utility department is, and I talked to Joanne Oliver, who's in the billing department, and I asked her if she could get together for me the people in our community that are going to have their gas and water disconnected around Christmas time.
Oliver added up 36 names for Esmond, who then says,
when we totaled up what all the past due amounts were, it came to about $4,600. So I told her that, I was willing to go ahead and pay the whole amount so that no one had their gas or water disconnected around Christmas time.
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.